Good morning and welcome to the reading of Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for January 23rd. Today's message is entitled According to Your Faith, and the related scripture is Matthew, chapter 9, verse 29. Matthew 9, 29. Then touched he, Jesus, their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. 16 years later, the woman who had polio and was paralyzed wrote me a letter, which read, Brother Hagin, I just wanted you to know that I'm out of my wheelchair. It took her many years to get out. No, it didn't take God that long. It took her that long. She couldn't believe that God wanted to heal her and that she could be healed as quickly as her daughter had been healed. She continued to say, A woman came to my house because I couldn't do any housework. I couldn't even use my hand to put a tape in the tape player. So she helped me. Every day, this woman came to my house, put a tape in the tape player, and I kept listening to tapes from your services. Over the course of several years, I received my healing. I'm out of my wheelchair, and I'm doing all my housework. It is so wonderful to get up in the morning and fix my husband's breakfast before he leaves for work. Now why did she receive her healing gradually? Because she took hold of the truth gradually. Was that the highest will of God? No, it wasn't God's best, but it sure did beat spending the rest of her life in a wheelchair. She could have been healed like her daughter was healed in that first meeting, but she just couldn't believe that she could receive healing that easily. Confession. Now you repeat after me, okay, Nathan?
We'll do it together, Papa.
I believe I receive.
I believe.
I'm going to do it.
I believe I receive.
Now, healing. Nathan, you want to do it?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Papa.
I believe I receive healing from the top of my head.
I believe that I receive healing from the top of my head
to the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
It is easy to receive healing.
It is easy to receive healing.
Good morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you saying good morning to?
Cog.
To Bradford?
Mm-hmm. And okay. The people. Good morning.
Good morning to the people.
I'm not doing it. I just... And say good morning for him.